Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Seven Slot Society Podcast, the off-road lifestyle podcast that absolutely nobody asked for. We are driving home from Tennessee right now with Lamb Chop, the ultimate co-dog. How are you feeling today?
Dude, I'm fucking smoked.
I am more smoked than Stoney's brisket right now, man.
Yes.
I'm fucking exhausted.
Yeah, yesterday was rough.
It was... I expected it to be rough, but I don't know. I guess I got softer since the last race, but this one fucking kicked my ass.
Man, this one, it was like, it was the mixture of slippery and vertical.
Yes.
That was the motherfucker about it.
And like, I feel like we started off fucking hard because we're like, oh, we'll just like, you know, walk around a little bit.
Directly up this mountain after that. Let's eat two quarter pound hot dogs and trek up a mountain.
So if you guys are confused about what we're talking about, if this is the first episode you're listening to, thank you for joining us. I'm Angel. I run Seven Slot Society. This is Lamb Chop, Nargabilly Customs. If you want a dope knife, go buy one from him. Not a plug, not sponsored. You sponsor me with friendship, though.
Yeah.
I feel like that kind of evens out.
Yeah.
So we, over this past weekend, went to Adventure Off-Road Park in South Pittsburgh, Tennessee, to shoot the Ultra 4 race. I shot this race last year. Lamb Chop and I shot the one in Kentucky a month ago.
Yes.
A month ago or so. Awesome park from what we've seen of it. Just a really great time shooting Ultra 4. Shout out Alan Johnson. Thank you for having us again. Really appreciate you. So we came down, I took off work on Friday. If you listen to Friday's podcast, or if you haven't listened to Friday's podcast, go back and listen to that one as well. Came down Friday, shot a little bit of qualifying. It was a pretty easy day. It was like a quarter day.
Yeah, it wasn't long at all. We couldn't get on the track.
Right.
So we could just, it was the same shit over and over.
Yeah, long enough to get sunburned. We shot the starting and then them exiting from the woods part. And then a little bit of high-speed stuff right before they got to the short course. But it was good. I like getting there a day early for qualifying, just, like, get my bearings. Because that last one we did, we drove through the night, got there at, like, 6, slept for half an hour, and then immediately started shooting.
Yes.
And it was terrible.
And then went till almost 6 that day.
And then drove home.
And then drove home.
Yes. So that was kind of the reasoning behind us coming down early and me taking a day of leave off. Absolutely worth it. And it is Sunday. We left this morning around 5:30. We got about 3 more hours until we get to my house, where which we will give big hugs and you will go an hour back to your house.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I wish your cabin was closer.
It's okay. No, I don't wish my cabin was closer.
Is that a good distance away?
Not from you. It's just a good distance away from fucking people in general.
Oh, I got you. That makes sense. I hope this car doesn't pull out in front of me.
If it was any closer, I feel like I'd live in a neighborhood or something.
That's true.
Can't have that.
With an HOA.
Nah.
You can't shoot guns off your back porch.
Nope.
Fair enough. I got you.
Nope.
So, Friday, we went to the local Mexican restaurant.
Yes.
Which is not top-notch, but for what it is, it's good. I had a smothered burrito, fajita burrito, super delicious. No drinking this weekend. I went into this weekend planning on not drinking, and I don't regret it at all.
No.
Like, I didn't wake up feeling like shit. Yeah.
I had 2 beers, and then it was amazing to not wake up hungover on one of these trips.
Yes, and that makes it sound like pure fucking alcoholics, but I don't care because I felt fucking great.
I mean, I'm just going to call it what it is.
Fair enough.
It's,
the reason I am taking a break.
It's
drying out a little bit.
Close to alcoholism if it's not major alcoholism. It's somewhere in between functioning alcoholic and selling my organs for booze.
3/4 alcoholic.
Yeah.
But I'm feeling good. I don't know when I'm going to go back to drinking. I'm not putting a date on it. I'll drink when I fucking feel like drinking.
Yeah, and that's the way you should do it.
Yeah.
And then there's no pressure.
Exactly.
It's like they say in the meetings, like one day at a time.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. It's because if you put a goal, then it seems like a long time.
It seems unattainable.
I'm more of the minute by minute.
The minute by
minute
guy.
One minute at a time, because at any time this shit could snap.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I just get drunk and fight a child or something.
There were a couple times this weekend where it almost snapped for me.
Oh, I bet.
And we're going to get
into
that.
Yeah, when you started talking about the margaritas, I was like, tonight's either going to be really good or really bad.
Go from zero to blackout real fucking and either way,
I don't give a fuck. I was with you.
you're ready to go.
Yeah. One of us will carry the other one somehow.
Drag. You'd probably have to drag
me.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I'll steal a sheet from Goodwill.
So Friday we came in, we drove straight to the park, shot a little bit, got a little bit of sunburn, go back to the hotel, and that is where the fuckery began, unfortunately. So last week I had booked a hotel because I was like, I'm going to be smart, we'll get there early, get a hotel. Last year I camped, it was absolutely fucking miserable. Miserable. So I was like, I'm going to spend a little money, $180, a hotel for two nights. It's a shitty hotel, but at least we'll have a bed and a shower. We can fuck off and watch cartoons or whatever. Go to the front desk. I give the lady the confirmation number. She's like, yeah, that's not for here. And I was like, this is Kimball, isn't it? This is a Super 8 in Kimball. And she goes, yeah, it is. But the one you booked for is Kimball, Nebraska. And I said, fucking excuse me. She's like, yeah, this isn't us. And she, like, without missing a beat, she goes, if you haven't already canceled, it's too late and you lost your money. Like, deadpan, no, like, I'm sorry, no, nothing. As, obviously, it's my fault, but she was just gutter.
I don't know, man. I'm glad I didn't go in there with you.
I feel like you would have tried to sweet talk.
I would have made the situation worse. She's like, the
I
way
don't know
you,
worse, but
the
you
way
have
you
tried.
Tell it, the way you tell it is like she copped an attitude. Did she not cop an attitude?
A twinge of attitude.
Yeah,
not like
gave,
straight up disrespectful.
I'd have gave her ass a twinge of cussing.
So I was like, all right, whatever. I'll deal with that later. I said, please tell me you have a room. She's like, well, everywhere's booked up right now. Apparently that event, the Ultra 4 event, sold right. out like all the hotels. She's like, I have one room.
Yeah, there's like 2.5 hotels there.
Yeah,
we got the half.
Exactly. She's like, well, I have one room, it's two beds, and it's smoking. And I was like, God damn it, okay, I'll take it. Yes, I smoke, but I don't like to stay in hotel rooms that smoke. Just because, I don't know, I feel like they don't clean them as much.
Yeah, obviously, because they didn't change the sheets
and
or even make the beds.
We'll get to that.
Okay.
That's Saturday. So I was like, whatever, give me the fucking key. And she did, I will say, she kind of made up for it because she did cut me a deal. Because she's like, I can't sell this room to anyone, no one will take it. So she cut me a little bit of a deal. Walk in, start unloading this stuff, and immediately I'm smacked in the face with that fucking cheap hotel smoking room smell, and I'm already in a fucking bad mood. This is the first thing I say.
Yeah.
I forgot just, how bad these rooms smell.
It just smelled like home to me.
You don't smoke in your house.
It just, no, I mean like Louisiana.
Oh.
It just smelled like a wet trailer in there. I was like, yeah, I'm home.
It smells like my grandma's house. She smoked in that motherfucker for 60 years and tried to play it off like she didn't smoke to the grandkids.
Just Febreze once when company comes in.
Right.
Like, we know.
R.I.P. Grandma. So we get showered up. Go to this Mexican restaurant. I went there last year. Good food for what it is. Lamb Chop was like, yo, you gonna get some tacos? And I looked at the tacos, and it said, in quotation marks, Mexican tacos. I'm like, I feel like if they have to put it in quotation marks, it's probably not that good. But when they brought them out to you, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Not terrible.
Yeah, I'm not a snob.
Yeah.
So, like, even
I mean,
if they
no,
were...
No, I'll eat...
If they were terrible tacos, I still would have been okay.
Yeah, no, I
so
definitely
I was,
would
that
eat
That was a gamble
it.
I was willing to take.
Yeah. I had a smothered burrito where they just fucked that bitch up with cheese.
That looked delicious, though.
It was so fucking good. We ate, we had two appetizers, right? You got the cheese.
No, we just got, cheese and then
cheese,
chicken nachos.
Salsa, chicken nachos, which we left in the hotel.
They kind of left me wanting.
Yeah, they were, it was like, they didn't strain the chicken.
It's
just
yeah,
like
it was
water
just
at the bottom.
Yeah. Something about it was not very nacho-y.
Yeah, it was like if you get chicken nachos at like the fucking fair or something. But anyway.
It's such a heavy meal for the fair. Like, I couldn't ride a Ferris wheel without puking at the fair if I ate chicken nachos.
But you have a soft stomach.
Yeah, ain't nothing about me soft.
I can throw up a little bit, and if you smell it, you will throw up.
I'll throw up at the sound.
Yeah.
Yeah. Snot. Loogies.
There was something that I did.
Dumpster juice is my number one trigger.
Dumpster juice?
Like you walk by a dumpster and you smell the liquid in it. I will fucking spray vomit everywhere.
That's pretty hilarious. Hold on. Let me check my speed real quick. All right. We're back. Technical catastrophe avoided. What are we at? 70 miles an hour? Let's put it at 69.
Yeah.
So the service was good at the restaurant. We went home. Or not home. We went back to the hotel, and we basically just, like, jump-flopped into the bed.
Yeah.
And turned on Family Guy.
Yeah.
Until we were both too tired to stay awake.
Exactly. Well, no, first night was ridiculousness.
Oh, I forgot. When we were going to the fucking restaurant. I'm already pissed off
about... Your wheeling trip.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so I cannot cancel the hotel reservation. So I'm salty about that. I'm salty about getting a smoking room. I'm sunburned. I'm already annoyed. We've been in the car for like 9 hours. We woke up at 3 a.m. We left at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
So the whole day. So, and I got a speeding ticket.
Yeah.
Did we talk about that?
Yeah.
Did we podcast before or after that?
I don't remember.
I got a speeding ticket right before we got into Tennessee. I had the cruise control set at 75 in a 70. Sneaky little construction zone popped up. Motherfucker. I wasn't paying attention. And a cop got me going 74 in a 60 because it dropped down from 70 to 60. Get pulled over. I'm like, motherfucker. Thankfully, the cop was super nice. Terrific mustache. I told him I knew Dakota Moore, but that didn't seem to help.
No,
he's like, I don't know who the fuck that is.
He was like, I don't even like either Dakotas.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so that didn't help. Thanks for fucking nothing, Dakota.
Fucking nothing.
You're cut off from the podcast, especially after all the nice shit we said about you on the last one.
Was it nice though? It was pretty rapey.
It was a little bit rapey, but in a good way.
It's like a good rape.
Well, like a compliment.
Is that a good rape?
I think so.
Then I could rape people. I think all the time.
Oh yeah, unwanted compliments. That's not rape.
Okay.
Anyway, moving on.
But I think licking peanut butter out of his belly button is.
That was metaphorically. It was a metaphor for how much his friendship means to me.
I got you.
Is that yeah? Like, anyway,
you're the peanut butter to his belly button.
Something like that. Man. That sounds about right.
Good.
Perfect. So I'm already fucking pissed off. $180 ticket. Thankfully, he dropped the construction zone area charge, which was awesome. So, officer, whoever the fuck you were, I'll have to look at the ticket. Thank you for not being a super douche. That means a lot to me. And thank you for my $180 prize for getting top score.
Yes.
In the construction zone.
You nailed it.
Nailed it. Top tier driving ability. So, we're leaving the hotel, and the hotel is fucky. Like, the whole entrance was fucky, right? They were doing fucking construction. I go to make a U-turn out, and so on the passenger side, I had to make a passenger side U-turn, and the curb, I can see the curb.
It's not a curb.
It was like a 3-foot wall.
Foot and a half by foot and a half concrete block.
Right, but it slopes down.
Yeah.
To, like, it touches the ground.
Yeah, nah.
And so it disappeared on that side of the car, and I was like, good.
Clearly
so
painted yellow as well.
It was very faded and almost the same color as the concrete.
Well, okay.
You
finish your story.
Are not painting me in a good light here. So I'm thinking about
I didn't do it.
I'm thinking, and you didn't do anything to help either.
I did. As soon as you finish the story.
Okay.
And then I'll tell my side of it.
So I go to whip the turn, and it goes crunch, and the car stops. And I'm like, fuck! Fuck! So I just stop for a second, and it's on the passenger side, so I'm like, lamb chop, how stuck am I, or how bad is it, or what should I do? I said something like that.
Yeah, you said, what should I do?
So he opens the door and looks and goes, whoo. And I'm like, oh, fuck me. He's like, straight back.
You're straight back.
So I straighten up the wheel and hit the gas, and it just goes, rrr. I'm like, fuck. So I start shaking the wheel a little bit, and the tire starts chirping. And that's when I started getting mad. And I was like, watch me Ricky Bobby this motherfucker.
And then you just fucking shit whipped it off the fucking...
It wasn't
knee-high curb that we were parked on.
If there were three more seconds of being stuck, the pedal would have absolutely been on the floor.
Just banging limiter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was at, like, half throttle. You don't want to see me at full throttle.
No. No, I don't. After that, no, I don't.
So I get the fucking
ship. I'm kind of nervous about three-quarter throttle.
I get the ship off of the shipwreck. The shipwreck, what do you call it? A lagoon. The shipwreck lagoon of the Super 8 in Kimball. We go to the Mexican restaurant, get in the parking lot, look at it. It's at least 2.5 feet long by 6 inches tall. I fucking caved the fuck out of it.
Yeah. Just barely missed the door.
Yeah, door still
open. Like, it's got a little scratch on the door.
So I texted a picture.
But the rocker panel is fucked.
Oh, super fucked.
And a lot of yellow.
Both sides.
There's a lot of yellow paint on there. If you guys don't believe me about the fucking color of the curb, it mated with the black of this Civic. And it's pretty clear that it was marked for safety reasons.
But I couldn't see it. You can mark something.
I'm 5'3" and I drive a dually. Like, there's a lot of things I can't see, but I'll just wrap the shit around it.
Fair. I was a little preoccupied, I guess. So, fucking super trucker over here. So I texted the trap queen a picture, and I told her, I'm just going to go jump off a bridge now, because I had been keeping her up to date with the fuckery. And she just texts back, it is what it is, with the shruggy face. And I'm like, I don't know how to interpret that. Like, are you mad, or...
Do you want me to jump off the bridge?
Right.
You should buy her a kayak.
She doesn't like water.
She could be mellow.
Be mellow. So
you buy a kayak and your credit score goes up.
There you go. Get her some Lululemon pants.
Ooh.
There you go. So that wrapped it up for Friday. And I was like, let's go to bed and hopefully tomorrow will be better. We woke up around 7, I think. And apparently you woke up to me groaning like a 50-year-old man.
It was just grunts and groans. Like, ugh.
It was a bad attitude mixed with everything hurts.
Yeah, right.
So we get out to the park.
I read it pretty well. I just let it simmer down.
Just let it simmer.
Yeah, I laid there with my eyes closed for a minute and just ignored it.
You didn't want...
I didn't want to interrupt it. Like, I just wanted you to...
You didn't
want to
catch my morning wrath.
Just fucking work it out. You got to walk around a little bit, and then he'll be fine.
Let me have my morning poop before you talk to me.
Yep. Just pretend to be asleep.
And that's why you're my friend.
Everything will work out.
You get me, dude.
Everything will work out.
So we start shooting. For the UTVs went first, and we didn't hike into the woods for UTVs. We're like, we're going to get some go-fast shit.
Yeah.
We're going to walk around. We saw... Who's the first person we saw?
In the morning?
Yes.
I think Gabe.
Alan was. We said hi to Alan.
Yeah, we said hi to Alan, but that was Friday.
It was, you're right.
Are we on Saturday or are we still on Friday?
No, we're doing Friday now.
Okay, so then, yeah.
So Alan. Then the first person we met was Gabe Mercado.
But that was Saturday.
Yeah, we're talking about, we already did Friday.
Okay, so then Saturday, the first person we met was Gabe.
Yes. Gabe Mercado, Crawl 5280.
Yes.
Neither of us have actually met him. Whoa,
that was sketchy.
Neither of us have met him in person, and I've been talking with him for 3 years or so.
It's probably been a year for me.
Yeah, so that was really awesome.
Yeah, he was super nice.
Exactly the same as how I talked to him online. I really appreciate that about people. I think we talked about that on Friday.
Yeah.
Just people who are the same in person as they are on social.
We shot the shit with him for a little while, and then we were going to go try to find Jason Washburn to say hi.
From Wide Open Designs.
And Gabe went with us.
Uh-huh.
And we ended up bumping into the beautiful
Andrew Bailey.
And we sat with the HP Tuner guy while they were tuning that green Chevy buggy.
Is that Andrew's buggy?
No, it's a customer's buggy.
Oh, okay. I thought that was his for some reason.
The guy posted it and tagged everybody in it.
Oh, okay.
But I think they were just tuning it. Because that's what Andrew said. They were just trying to get it running right so they could go wheeling.
Oh, okay. We swapped stories with them for a little while. We also met Marvin Stammel.
Yes.
Reign of Rocks, if you guys haven't watched it. Flex Rocks and Rollovers. Yeah. They put out some incredible content. Definitely check them out.
He was super fun. He had me laughing.
Yeah, he's a funny guy. Also met Rob Ryan, which I know from 2015, I think. Super legit dude. Definitely always great to see him. Shout out Rob Ryan. And then we walked a little bit more.
Yeah, we went down and continued our search for Jason. And that led us to the short course. The short course. And then we came back up the pits and we hung out with Diesel.
Yes. Oh, and I also talked to Tim Voss, who's a EMC racer. Just want to give him a little shout out. We talk on Facebook every once in a while. And then we went to go see Diesel. He was super amped.
Yeah, we had a really good time with him.
First time racing. So I know in previous podcasts I said I wanted to do one with him, but it just didn't work out. It's really hard to do that kind of stuff at races unless you have it scheduled and planned out and make time for it. And obviously I didn't because I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But it was good to like...
Sorry, I didn't mean to agree with that so quickly. No, you're not.
It's okay. Oh, there's Carnies.
Whoa.
So it's good to hang out with him, talk to him.
Yeah, he was super
fun. He's hilarious. Like, yeah, he always has something queued up.
Like, to be completely honest with you, it's like everything you think, like, the California rad lifestyle would be.
Right.
In the one sunshiny, smiley package.
Yeah.
It was like nothing was negative.
Yeah.
And I love that. Like, he was a fucking legit dude.
Yeah, and he had his whole fucking posse out there. There must have been 20 or 30 people in his pits.
Kids, yeah.
That must be nice to go and play with the whole posse.
Yeah.
That's awesome. They were all wearing the same t-shirts. Looked like a big family at Disneyland.
Yes.
That was awesome, though. Definitely, Diesel, if you're listening, we will absolutely have to catch up at a later date. I have like 10 million questions for you. Once we were done with that, we started walking up to the start line area, and that's when we both started to get the hunger tingles.
Yeah, that was pretty easy.
We inhaled a quarter pound all beef hot dog.
Yes.
With ketchup, onions, mustard, and mayo.
Mine had cheese on it.
I fucking hoovered the fuck out of that shit.
Yeah, gotta have cheese.
Yeah. It was good. Like, hot dog stand in the middle of Tennessee that you would expect.
Like a 7-Eleven hot dog.
Yeah, it was, pretty much. So
but it was
We hoovered that down, and then we started walking into the woods to start hiking the course. We did not have maps this time, which made it a little bit more difficult. But, I mean, the course is marked, so you really just got to follow the course and make sure you're not being stupid and get run over.
100%.
Alan Johnson's big rule is have fun, first of all. Second of all, don't die. So I think we held true to those rules.
I'm pretty sure.
The maiden proud. So we start hiking in, and we decided to get a couple shots because they were letting off the line 30 seconds apart. So we didn't want to be on the course while they were letting them loose. So we just stood by for a little bit for the first hill climb, and then a couple people started getting stuck. And we're like, ah, fuck it. So we walked a little bit up the hill, shot some pictures, a little bit further up the hill, a little bit further. And then before we know it, we're at the top. And we're like, well, fuck, we might as well keep going. So we were playing leapfrog with the cars. So let a couple cars go by, keep moving. Couple cars go by, keep moving. We met up with Curtis from Off-Road Lifestyle. Chatted with him a little bit. He brought up a really good point. He wears football cleats to climb hills, which I think is absolutely genius. So we kept shooting, walking. The course, once you got under the canopy of the trees, got pretty slick. Lamb Chop's wearing some sweet slick bottom Etnies.
Yeah.
I'm wearing some very worn out Chucks, which are equally slick. So we almost fell a couple times.
Like, I can't even complain about that because I was warned multiple times that AOP is a slippery fucking mess.
Yes.
And, of course, we didn't check the weather to see if maybe it had rained the day before.
Right. Well, the racers, I asked some of them, and they said it was mostly dried out. Which, okay, compared to last year, it was.
So, like, a quarter slippery as ice.
Yes, but once we got into the rocks with the big standing mud, yeah, that was fine. Just
yeah, that was
soup, dude.
Yeah.
And then we started getting into the technical rock section, and that's when we caught up with Diesel.
Yeah, there was some of that mud that I just kind of, I wasn't even risking it.
Yeah, walk up the mountainside.
I just walked up the damn mountain.
Exactly. Get a little out of breath instead of trudging through mud.
Yeah, we get up to the rock section. That Diesel, yeah.
Yep, Diesel had, it was a flat tire, something broke. They were done when we got there. Like, yeah, they were putting
something, but they changed the whole tire.
Yeah, like, they were putting the spare on the rear. But as we got up, he was getting passed by the higher class guys, by the 48s. Diesel runs 45, and he was... The 48 guys were coming up on him real quick. And they, did you see two of them hit him?
He bumped him, yeah.
Yeah, and the whole and that's, fucking
like,
thing.
That's what I was telling him. It's like, I was standing right behind him when they started bumping him. And then, like, the whole Jeep's rocking.
Yeah.
And they just both sat down, like, on the opposite side of the Jeep where they were shooting rocks at him. And just literally took one of the bags that they had on the thing.
Yep.
And, like, ran for cover. I tried to snap a picture of it, but it happened so damn quick.
I got one from behind.
And then the rocks got to me, and I was like, fuck this, I'm dipping behind a tree.
Yeah, I got it from behind. They grabbed the jack, and Diesel, like, half-hugged his co-driver and, like, threw the thing on top. It was so fucking funny.
It was like a Spartan fucking hiding from arrows.
Exactly, yeah. He was giving his life to protect his co-driver.
He was. Legit, man.
He was jumping on a grenade. But we got a couple pictures of that, so check out, I'm going to send all those to Diesel. So
yeah, fuck yeah.
Check out Diesel's social for that. I don't know what his race team is under. Stacked Off Road, I think, is the team name. I can't remember. It was on a big banner, but I'm an idiot and I didn't pay attention. So we shot a little bit of that and we continued to walk up the mountain. And there was a spot that I shot from last year that I really liked where you can see multiple lines from one vantage point. So, before that, I want to talk about JT. So, JT Taylor is the race director for Ultra 4, and he was up mid-course just at one of the choke points to make sure that everybody was good. And him and I started chatting. He had a bandage around his head. At first, I thought it was a bandana to keep, like, the sweat out of his eyes. He got nailed in the fucking face with a rock.
Jesus.
And you could see the blood coming out from underneath the bandage. Oh. That dude is so fucking gnarly. So we start chatting him. I'm asking him questions about the course. And he just stops and goes, "What's your name? I know I've seen you before. I've seen your face, but I don't remember your name." And I shook his hand, introduced myself. He's like, "I've seen you around." And I said, "I hope in good ways." And he said, "Yeah, if I knew your name, that would be bad." Like, all right, fair enough, fair enough.
That's like the military thing.
Exactly.
Like, if you're anonymous, you're doing great.
Exactly. And I think that's where that came from, because he did, like, 20-something in Army. Yeah, he got out as a first sergeant, I think.
All right.
That's why, if you can see in his mannerisms,
yeah, I can't
he was
know.
Like,
yeah.
it all makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah, he's a cool dude. So we walked up to the top of, I think that was Trail 35, or the bottom of Trail 35. The hill climb up there is called Rowdy. So we're up there shooting down, and I told Lambchop, I was like, "Yo, I am not going back down."
Yeah.
And shooting start for 44 and hiking all the way back up. So Lambchop brought up a great option, which I did not do last year, was shoot 44 and as they complete laps, start hiking back down. So by the time they're done or close to being done, we're already at start finish, which was genius.
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
You're welcome. It's reverse engineering, basically.
You're somewhat of an I'm tired.
I should have a degree in it.
Engineer.
Yeah.
So we started shooting, and I want to get, you've shot races with me before, but I feel like, what's going on here? Do I have to get over?
I don't know.
It just said left shoulder blocked. I'm going to run it. Wow. Good job. Fucking Georgia. So how was this race different from the last race? I am going to get over, fuck it, just in case. Because this one, The last one we were at, it was woods and not a whole lot of rocks. But this one, when the cars went past, you could feel it in your fucking feet.
So that tripped me out. And the only thing I could think of is like a soil type difference. Like in Kentucky, it was almost all mud.
Right.
I remember, like, by the time they came around, they shot up the start, up, and then through the woods, and then came down that creek.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just swamp. It was just gnarly.
Yeah, they were tearing it up.
I don't know, it seemed like denser, but like when you're climbing up the side mountains at AOP, it's like soft soil almost. But like there was rocks in the trail that the axles would hit those rocks, and you could feel it in the tree that you were leaning on.
Right.
Like that was insane to me.
Yeah, there was, especially if you were on like a big rock, a big flat rock that was touching the ground in a lot of space.
Yeah,
they hit a big rock, you could feel it in your feet. It's like, so fucking crazy. That was insane.
Like, it made me feel like I wasn't standing on stable ground.
Right? Even though that rock had been there for 900 years.
Yeah, I mean, it was like you're standing on a wooden platform and somebody hits it with a bat. It makes you a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, or a floating dock and a boat comes and fucking knocks into it. But would you prefer shooting tight race stuff, tight woods race in Kentucky, or did you more prefer the bigger rocks? Because there was...
I love rocks.
Rocks?
I definitely liked the scenery at AOP way better.
Yeah.
But, you know, from what I understand about Rush, it's not a park for us. Like, that's a bouncer park. From what I got, UTVs and bouncers.
UTVs, like, ATVs, bouncers.
100% of zero fucking rock crawlers there.
Correct.
It was all UTVs or gnarly big ass bouncers.
Right. And for so hill killing and shit.
I had already, like, as soon as we pulled up and I just saw the toys that were there.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, okay. This is.
Everybody had a side by side on a trailer.
This is just some shit where you come to shred.
Right.
And I mean, don't get me wrong, there was some insane hills there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. You guys should watch the bouncer shootout on YouTube from the week we were there.
Yep.
But one of the hills that they were shooting was a previous year's bounty hill, and they changed some shit about it to make it a little easier. Mm-hmm. But when we pulled in and they told us that's what it was, I wouldn't believe you could drive up it. Like,
I feel like at one point it passed vertical.
Yeah, some of those rock faces were definitely past vertical.
Yeah.
And did they give any fucks?
Zero.
Absolutely not.
Not from what I saw.
They're fucking cartwheel hunking UTVs up that bitch.
Yeah. Well, they'll jump it and get 20 feet above it and then fall and crash and then roll all the way back down. Yeah, like, that's the worst carnival ride ever.
That's too much for me, man.
That's like, a special type of driver.
Gnarly, but I love the ability to walk.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I feel like you only have one or two concussions left before bad shit happens.
One more brain cell, I'm a talking monkey. Yeah.
But back to the 4400 race. They're fucking zooming. My dick is all the way hard. I had
that
to do
shit
the little
crazy,
the Texas tuck and flip my dick behind my
when
belt.
When there's two or three of them and they're fucking close together, like how gnarly and just violent that gets.
Violent,
like,
is a great word.
Them motherfuckers are just like, you are getting out of my way or I'm going over you.
Exactly.
Like,
and they're built to do that.
Insane.
Yeah.
Like me, I'm all nice in traffic. Like, I'm an asshole in everything else in my life, but I'm very nice. I let a million people over.
Right.
Like, that's why I could never race. It's because I'd be like, oh, yeah, go ahead.
You can go in front of me.
Yeah, man, just cut over.
It's okay. 2 minutes on my time. It's all good.
It's okay, man. I'll
you need help changing your tire?
Yeah. Hey, hey, oh, you rolled over? Yeah, man, of course. Let's winch it over. Like,
which some people do, which is good.
Not the ones I saw. Because the ones I witnessed, they were like, you're on fire? Like, we're gone.
That guy wasn't on fire, though.
I don't know. People were yelling that he was on fire.
Yeah, but...
I mean, I couldn't see it.
I think it was a little fire. It wasn't like... I feel like other drivers get out of their car when there's something, like, wrong. Like, at KOH, somebody had a, like, almost deadly crash.
Yeah.
And then a racer pulled over and helped him in that situation.
So you gotta almost die to get some help.
I feel like at top tier racing,
that's
how it happens. I'm not built for it.
You got to watch your wallet.
I am not built for it, that's for sure. So they started coming through. We started trudging back down the mountain in a very safe manner. There were a couple times where I'm like, I'm going to cross, and I thought I heard a car, so I just waited anyway. Because those big cars, man, if you've never seen an Ultra 4 race in person.
But they're so fast that they're on you so quick after you hear them.
Oh, yeah.
It's, that's insane.
Yeah, and I feel like that's why it's so dangerous. I almost got hit at another race. This was not an Ultra 4 race, not at all. And almost got hit by not a 4400 car. I think it was a 48. So a little bit slower, but still pretty fucking fast. Yeah. And I heard it, and a half a second later, it was coming around the turn, and I pooped my pants.
Yeah, but I don't think I've had any close calls with the race cars. Like, I was,
thank God.
I was very cautious.
I'm overcautious with you, and I don't want you to feel like I'm trying to dad you.
The only thing that ever happened was the rock to the face or the side of the head in Famous.
Right.
And, I mean, honestly, that was my fault. I stayed in the shot way too long. I was videoing.
Yeah.
Like, I was taking videos, so...
You took one for the team.
You need to stay there, you know.
Right.
It was like a hill climb, and, you know, I was on the outside of a turn. But that's just where recovery was.
Exactly.
And whap.
I feel like, because even if you are the prescribed distance away from the course, you saw them shooting rocks.
Oh, yeah, anything. Like,
you just have to be cognizant of where you are.
So goddamn far, and, you know, 9 out of 10 times it's way away from you, so you're like, oh, cool.
Right.
And then one time you just catch one to the fucking noggin, and...
JT did.
Lights out.
Yeah, exactly.
Nap time, my dude.
So, hiking down the mountain safely, we were going to... exit the course, and I was like, all right, I want to hit one more spot. So we're shooting right before they get out of the woods. I post up, Lamb Chop posts up, and then Alan Johnson comes bebopping into the course, and you tell the story.
He just sat down, and I can't remember exactly what I said. It was hot, but he sat down and flopped down and asked if we were having a good day, and I was like, yeah. And he was like, you guys staying safe or something like that. And I was like, yeah, because unlike you, I don't break the rules. a little close there, aren't you, bub?
Which I think was absolutely hilarious, as did Alan.
And then he said that all the Fosters got a little tuned up.
Fosters were telling stories out of school.
Telling Lamb Chop stories out of school. And, man, see, if you talk about me, it gets back to me, even if you don't think so.
Lamb Chop does not stand for Little Ass Maldonado.
No, that's what she said. Little Angel Maldonado.
Oh, Little Angel Maldonado. Yeah. We've done multiple podcasts about what Lamb Chop stands for. If you don't know,
he caught me off guard when he said it. I was like, no. And then I was like, ooh, check that attitude.
Put
that attitude back in your purse.
Put it back in your fancy ass camera bag.
Say it again, Alan. Say it again.
So after we got a couple of those shots, we then exited the course and then started shooting some high-speed shit. And I think my favorite photo that I got was Eric Miller coming out of the exit turn leading his pack of three.
Man. Yeah, that was a good picture.
And they were all spaced out with Eric right in the center with a huge fucking dust cloud.
It looked like... those pictures of the jets where there's like
yes dude,
you know, with the afterburn,
right?
Like, that's what it reminded me of. That was a damn good picture.
I'm so excited to get to that one.
Yeah.
After that, we met up with Jake White, who is the owner of Cardo Tracks. He does mapping. If you've never used his maps for KOH, let me tell you, you are fucking missing out. Those maps have saved my life, not literally, but saved my ass from getting lost so many times. I buy them every single year. And he's got some exciting stuff that he told me about in the works that I cannot talk about, but stay tuned to his socials. Super big things coming out from him and his wife and his son, awesome people.
Yeah,
we chatted with them for like half an hour.
Yeah, it was wild.
And he gave us shirts.
Nice. Yeah, he gave us shirts
soft
and
ones.
Everything.
Yeah.
So we're basically sponsored.
Pretty much. So shout out to Cardo Tracks for sponsoring the Seven Slot Society podcast.
With shirts, too.
With shirts.
Two shirts.
That's literally all it takes to sponsor this podcast.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then on top of that, he didn't even have to get me one.
Right.
He could have sponsored the podcast with just giving you one.
Yeah.
You know?
And I wore it to dinner. And then
that's amazing.
Promptly
Thank
got
you
queso on it.
And the Eat the Frog.
Yes.
We got
some life lessons.
That's going to stick with me for a while.
Yeah.
So if you happen to hear this, number one, sorry about the vulgarity. Number two, eat the frog.
Hit the frog. So we hung out for a little bit, saw some friends. Mike Rotz.
Yes.
Love that fucking dude. Saw Jake Phillips.
Yes.
Works for Miller Motorsports. Yes. Super legit guy. He's helped me out with Built to Heel before.
Mr. Schooley.
Thank you, buddy. Yes, Mr. Schooley. Just chatted, waited for everybody to come in. So I don't have the stats.
Yo, his daughter is a beast. Like,
yeah.
I couldn't imagine co-driving. She seems young to me.
Yeah, so, she is, yeah. Okay.
But like co-driving and
Cameron,
like, coming in second.
Yep,
like,
Cameron Schooley.
That is amazing. Yeah. She said she's bumping up to driving next year.
Yes.
So I'm so excited for that.
Yeah, that's going
to
be fucking
gnarly.
If you
guys happen to hear it, girl, you killed it.
Absolutely.
That was amazing. It was a damn good show.
So I don't have the stats of who won what, but I know, or who got what for every class. But for 44, Cade Rod started first.
Yeah.
Finished first.
Yeah, and the announcer was even saying that he was winning.
Yeah.
But then for some reason took second.
So, third. So I think.
Yeah, he said third, right? First, second, third?
No. Miller got third.
Oh, okay.
So it was Josh Blyler got first, Cade Rod got second. So I think what happened is that, like what you said, the time that Blyler was putting down was just that much faster.
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
he must have started way back. Yeah, this is not an Ultra 4 podcast. You can listen to Talent Tank. You can listen to Wheeling Wine and Whiskey. You can listen to Mike and Max's Off-Road Garage podcast. If you guys want like stats and numbers and places and who has the most points for Ultra 4, we're just casual observers behind cameras for Ultra 4.
Yes.
I'd work at that shop.
I'm literally just about to say, I wonder how much they want for it.
We just passed a shithole mechanic shop.
It looks like a mechanic shop / meth lab with a moonshine still in the back.
I would drink beer in front of there every Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Retain the name.
We're taking the name?
Retain the name.
What was the name?
I don't know. It's just a billboard that said retain the name.
On the building?
Yeah. And it was like a capital looking building of some sort.
Oh.
And it just said retain the name. I don't know what that means.
Shit, I don't either.
But
back to the race.
I saw it, so I read it out loud for some reason.
Do you read out loud? You can't read to yourself?
No. Nah. I'm part retarded, buddy.
Neither can my son, so that's cool.
Who's?
So we finished shooting the race. Stayed for the awards, which I did not stay for last year. There was no drama this race like there was last time. Last time there was a red card.
Yeah.
No red cards this time, just a little bit of swapping of who we thought was going to win.
Yes.
Which makes it interesting. He walked up and I was like, wait a second, he's not first. But anyway.
Yeah.
Said goodbye to people, said goodbye to Alan, said thank you to Alan, said goodbye to Mike, the Fosters.
Yes.
Thank you to the Fosters, by the way, for caring about us so much. We got learned to the fact that they were way more uncomfortable with us leaving the Kentucky race than we thought they were.
Yeah.
So apparently Mrs. Foster woke up in the middle of the night to say a prayer for us. So thank you guys.
Yeah,
that means a lot.
We give you guys a lot of shit, but we truly appreciate it. You guys are good people.
Yeah, definitely. They're our race mom and dad.
Don't worry about us, Dad. You raised us right.
And we're definitely not podcasting while we're driving because that's not safe.
Honk the horn.
Now the person in front of us is going to pull over and
put
two bullets in me.
I'm going to film it so we can loop it into this podcast.
Perfect. Leave the microphones recording so you can hear the gunshots.
100%.
Don't give it to the
and
detectives
then I'll
interview
him afterwards.
So tell me, what brought you to this point of manslaughter?
How do you feel about your first body?
You just hear two more gunshots. And that's it. Back to the race. Fuck. So we left. Backing up a little bit, someone, namely the Kodog, how many clothes did you bring for this trip?
I brought what I was wearing on the drive,
okay,
which was supposed to last all through Friday.
Okay, which
and
it didn't because we took a shower because we were gross.
I bought, no, we went straight to the park.
Right, but you're saying all of Friday you changed into new clothes that night.
And then those clothes that I changed into, I was just going to wear the next day because we were going to sweat through them all.
I gotcha. I gotcha. I gotcha.
That was supposed to be the Saturday clothes.
Okay.
And then I would have Sunday clothes to ride home in.
Right.
With extra underwear and extra socks.
Right.
Right.
Which, in theory, is a good plan.
I passed out in my shirt, and I sweated a little bit, and it was a little funky.
Because you got the night sweats.
I had to wear my Sunday clothes on Saturday.
Okay.
It's not that big of a stretch. But yes, we did have to go to Walmart so I could buy new clothes so we could go to dinner.
But we first went to Goodwill, which I thought was hilarious.
Yeah, I love Goodwill.
Yeah.
Goodwill and Salvation Army is the shit. The clothes are already broken in.
As we're walking in, the girl is locking the door.
Yeah, but what I didn't factor in, and I didn't think about it until later, is that, like, that's a Kemble, Tennessee Goodwill.
Yeah.
And not, like, a Northern Virginia Goodwill. Like, you're not going to get...
Those clothes are four times broken in.
I don't think you're going to get nice shit there.
No. No. I mean, you did buy a ramen shirt at Walmart, so how nice were you looking for?
It's the best shirt that's ever been made.
Did you see the girl's face at Goodwill when we were walking up?
No.
She was locking the door and going like this.
She was
shaking her fucking head. Yes.
Okay.
Like, don't you fucking dare. So we...
Well, why are you just now locking the door 20 minutes after you're closed?
What time did it say they closed?
7.
What time was it?
7:20.
Oh.
Hence the 20 minutes.
Okay. I don't know. Fuck.
Yeah. I mean, if we closed at 7... I'd have the doors locked at 6:59.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely agree.
So, you know, if I'd have strolled in there and she was like, no, we're closed, I'd be like, well, the door said otherwise. Now I need a pair of shorts and a shirt. And if you'll kindly help me out with that, then I'll leave out of here without causing a fucking scene.
I can't imagine you causing a scene in Goodwill.
I'll get fucking wild at Goodwill.
I would record that. I would world star your ass.
I'm from a trailer park in South Louisiana. I will show my fucking entire ass at a Goodwill. What's popping?
I feel like that's a place to do it.
Break a dish.
You did get...
I'll walk through the electronic section and turn everything on. Just expose you for selling fake, like, broken electronics. As is my ass. You knew that bitch was broke. That's why you put the sign on it. A charity.
So we went to Walmart without issue, but then you did get checked at the door.
That was super nice Walmart, though, too. I was super surprised.
What did I say, like, when we pulled up?
Like, I thought that was going to be my people in there, and it wasn't.
There was nobody in pajamas and slippers.
Yeah, it was a well-to-do thing. But, yeah, I think she checked me because I didn't use a bag. Like, I just had
You did have
shorts.
Them folded up under your arm. You did look a little suspect.
And a shirt. Okay. I didn't want to take a bag with me.
Yeah. You know Save the planet.
Right. And so I paid for it, and then she wanted to check the receipt. She was like, yeah, I'm going to need to check that. I said, what, you thought I stole it?
She did say that. Yeah, I'm going to need to check that.
She was like, oh, no.
She was a big girl, too.
I just got to. No, fuck you don't. It's America.
Yo, she would have fucked you up, man.
Yeah, she would have ran from her. Shit.
She would be like a fucking linebacker, dude.
Shit.
She was easily 6 foot.
These
broad shoulders.
These Etnies got some traction. These bitches are Etny low stickies. I'm out. If that big bitch would have reached for me, I'd have juked her and been gone.
Lateral the clothes to me.
I'm out.
We left Walmart without issue, other than Lamb Chop getting checked.
Okay. I look like a fucking degenerate, so.
Agreed.
You know, I'm not gonna.
Went back to the.
Take it out on her.
Went back to the hotel, got showered up, and then we had a special guest.
Oh, we did.
Billy Pummel.
Yes, Mr. Billy.
I have known Billy for quite some years now, but haven't seen him in like 4.
Yeah, that's what
or
he said.
Or 3.
He said this shit like he was counting the days too.
Aw.
Yeah.
He had it written on the wall of his truck.
Billy's super legit, man. I like Billy.
Billy's living the fucking dream right now.
Yeah.
He's got a tent on his truck.
Yeah.
He parks wherever the fuck he wants, goes to work, and then just does whatever the fuck he wants.
He's about that life.
Yeah, he is absolutely about that life. So it was good to see Billy, hang out with him. We went to dinner. We went back to the same Mexican restaurant. The food was but the service was good.
Yeah.
And I'll take good service over better food.
And then, honestly, I just got better shit on the menu. Because I was much happier with the food the second night.
Really?
I got enchiladas the second
night. Okay.
And those were actually really good. I mean, I don't know. I've never had, like, real enchiladas.
But right.
These tasted good. So.
Well, didn't you think? What was the thing that your mom used to make that you thought was enchiladas?
No, my mom called them enchiladas. It was like chili and flour tortillas with cheese, and she stacked them on top of each other. So it was like it's like a chili burrito lasagna. And she called them enchiladas. And when I moved to Virginia, I ordered enchiladas. And you can imagine my surprise when they brought out corn tortillas or whatever real enchiladas are made out of. I'm like, these aren't fucking enchiladas.
And the Mexican server's like,
Yeah, they are. I'm like, nah, it's not how my mom made some, so fuck you. But I still make them. They're my favorite thing in the world. I just call them chili Ritos.
Chili Ritos.
Yeah.
Oh, I have heard you say that before. Mm-hmm. And sorry if you can hear Lamb Chop crunching on his cough drop.
I'm sorry.
We have...
I've been screaming all fucking weekend. My throat's killing me.
I decided, at least for myself, since we got a smoking room, I might as well just fucking chain smoke cigarettes in bed like a degenerate. And I did that.
Yeah.
And if you can hear the difference in my voice, I know I can feel it.
Yes.
So, I'm feeling a little froggy in the voice.
Yeah.
Can I have one of those? Absolutely. Did you get enough? You got a whole thing? I'm going to...
I bought them for this so I can talk.
Can you... I have one hand on the steering wheel and one hand on the microphone. Can you put it in my mouth? Mmm, thank you, Daddy. I'm just going to suck on this gently instead of crunching it. Merge left. Traffic.
Okay. Hey, we made it.
I'm going to go in front of this white Jeep Gladiator.
Yeah, cut him off.
He's got Gadsden flag plates. He let me in. Hold on. I got to roll the window down. I'm a Jeep guy, too.
Are you, though?
I like to say that I'm like a Jeep enthusiast, like a hardcore Jeep enthusiast, but yeah. I like cool shit.
Yeah.
Like, if you show me something that's cool, I'll be into it.
No, I feel you. So, but anyway, Billy's here.
Billy's here.
We go to get Mexican.
Yep.
Enchiladas.
Yep.
I don't remember what you got. Fajitas.
I did get fajitas. Yeah, I went straight white guy and got fajitas at a Mexican restaurant.
Billy went the same way.
Yeah. Fucking picking off of me. Tag teamer.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want steak fajitas. And he's like, I was going to get steak fajitas. I guess I'll get chicken.
Yeah.
And then the waitress.
She straight up upsold y'all.
Yo.
That was nice.
She's
that was
like
a smooth move.
So smooth. I was not even mad.
She was just like, yo, you can
She's
add
like,
shrimp.
You know, you can do she no, because first she goes, you can split it. You can get half chicken, half steak. And Billy's like, oh, interesting. And then she's like, you can also add shrimp if you want. And I'm like, yo, bet, give me that.
Yeah.
Didn't realize until after she walked away. I was like, that bitch upsold me.
Oh, yeah, she got you.
That's an extra charge.
She got you.
She got me so good. Food was good. My belly was so fat and happy.
And I think that's why she tried to get Billy's margarita made stronger. And so we fuck around, catch buzz, and they get the munchies again.
And then order dessert or something. Yeah. Sneaky.
And you saw when I got my big beer, I drank that. Sneaky. And then when I tried to get the little one, she was like, psh, little girl.
Right?
Like,
she started insulting you.
Yeah, she played into it. And she was like, no, you need another big one. I was like, God damn, you're good.
She said a child size.
You were good.
And then a man size beer.
Yeah, a man size and a child size. I was like, man, that shit hurts.
Shit, all right, then.
If I had any self-worth or sense of self-worth or pride or that, I would have taken that challenge.
Right? Is this Jeep going to let me over again, too?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
I'd have hit
that
you.
Is a two. Oh, for sure. I would have zoomed up. I'm going to wave again. Thanks, bro. White Jeep Gladiator on. What are we on? Is this? What road is this on?
I think we just merged back on 81, didn't we?
I don't know.
Exit 29. Yeah, we're on 81.
If you're listening to this, we're on 81. It's a white Rubicon Gladiator with Gadsden flag plates. Thanks, man. You made my drive a little easier, and I appreciate that.
It does.
So dinner was terrific. We go back to the hotel, turn on some Rick and Morty, chain smoke more cigarettes, because that's a great fucking idea. And then...
Followed that up with Family Guy.
Yep. And just fucking chit-chatted and bullshitted about life. And then we're like, all right, man.
And then I got really tired.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what, Bill? It's time to go, bud.
It's time to go. We got to go sleep.
I'm going to bed.
I think
we got to be up in fucking 5 hours.
Right. And it's not even like we were staying up drinking or anything crazy.
No, but still. It's a long weekend, man.
I was exhausted an hour before Billy left. Like, I was struggling, dude.
He was keeping me pretty entertained. So
yeah,
I was
he's fucking funny, dude.
He is a funny dude.
He's a riot. But Billy left. I think I was awake for maybe 10 minutes after he left before we started turning the lights off.
I don't
off.
Remember. I started fucking dozing. Like, we turned off all the lights except for mine.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was, like, dozing, and yeah. I looked over. You were dead. I think I managed to get my finger on the switch, and I was fucking out. Like, I was just toast.
And I woke up once to pee, as I usually do. And then
was
my,
I snoring really loud?
No, surprisingly not. The only times...
I usually really snore when I'm shit-faced.
I was going to say the only times I've heard you snore is when you're shit-faced. Yeah. And I was like, well, you've been shit-faced all the time, so you snore all the time.
Yeah.
But now that you're doing this little break, yeah. you slept like a fucking baby.
It did. It
you had a little, sleep. Like...
Yeah.
Just because you're a smoker.
Yeah, probably. Or maybe because my nose was closing up.
From all the silt?
From like, bed bugs in that CVS fucking hotel.
I found a cricket on the fucking floor. Anyway. Oh, we come back in, backtracking a little bit. You guys are already fucking bored with this podcast. Where are we at?
56 minutes.
We lost them like 20 minutes ago. So we walk in.
This one's for the hardcore fans.
We walk in, and the fucking bed isn't made. I have never been to a hotel that didn't have the fucking bed made. And that irked the fuck out of me. Apparently... over the top, because Lamb Chop's like, what are you fucking upset
yeah,
about?
Yeah, I wasn't really mad about it, because, like, I usually put the do not disturb sign on, so
it wasn't on the door.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I just forgot to do it. So, like, it doesn't bother me to not have a made bed every day.
True.
But what did piss me off, and when I jumped on your camp, is that they came in, took the trash out, and cut the fucking air conditioner off.
Yes.
That's where I was like, okay, I'm about to show my ass.
You cheap fucks. Yeah. I set that bitch on low.
Yeah.
So when we came back
we
from
came
being
back
in
to
the
a
sun all day.
Room with yeah. fucking unmade beds.
Hot room, unmade beds, rank-ass cigarette smoke that had been there for 10 years prior to us. I was not having it.
Yeah.
Finally got cleaned up. Oh, we already talked about that. I backtracked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just
so
backtracked
we're
to tell the story of the unmade
beds. Unmade beds, yeah. So I left her $2 tip. I usually do like $10 tips when I leave hotels.
I don't tip hotels.
Which is ridiculous.
I've never tipped a hotel.
That's insane.
It's not a typical profession to me.
I'm not saying you're wrong, because there's some people that believe tipping in general.
No.
Is
I totally believe in tipping, but like.
So what, diverging a little bit, what
it's pretty
profession?
Much just food. Like food services, I tip every time.
Do you tip carry out?
No.
But that's food.
She handed me my fucking food.
But they still...
I don't tip at McDonald's. I'm like...
So they you have to be waited on.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to do something for that money.
Like, okay. Like refill a water or...
Something.
Give me a napkin.
Yeah. There's got to be a service that I'm paying for.
I gotcha. And you don't go to the barber or anything, right?
I feel like the fucking cleaning service in your goddamn room is why they charge you fucking money for it. You're paying that.
Okay.
You're already paying for a service. You're paying for the right to stay there.
Right.
So, fuck.
And you say the cleaning is rolled up into that.
And again, like I said, I always put the do not disturb sign on, so I'm not fucking tipping a motherfucker for not coming in my room.
That's a good point.
What do you want me to tip them for? Like,
well, they have to come clean when you leave. His face.
I gotta
I wish
up.
You could see his face.
I gotta wrap up my fucking extension cords when I leave. Like, what the fuck, man? I gotta clean up a lot of shit.
That's
like,
fair.
You know?
It's see your
job. Like,
I see your point on
that. You start making every fucking profession out there a tippable profession. Like, you piss people off, and then the people who rely on fucking tips end up getting fucked because you're just sick of fucking tipping. Like,
that's true.
That's not a tippable job. And I'll tip the people at fucking Sonic. You're carrying my fucking food to me. Like, I'm not getting out of the car. You're making this shit convenient. You are bringing me something. Here you go.
I guess another point to your point is that cleaning people get paid whatever their wage is.
That's a normal wage. Yeah.
Servers get paid way under.
Right, because they rely on tips.
Because of that, which is still legal somehow. That's another conversation. I don't know how that works.
And I don't care too
much. But yeah, I guess that's a good point.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I
do.
Like, there's people who have tipped me or overpaid me for like... the stuff that I've made them.
Right.
And they were just like, enjoy that. And it's flattering.
Right.
But I've never been pissed off at somebody who didn't.
That's a good point. Like, yeah. The product is priced at what it is. Yeah.
For what it is.
Yeah. Like, that makes sense.
If you want a tip, by all means, I'm not going to turn your money down.
But yeah.
At the same time, I'm not expecting it or asking for it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Do people ever tip on... You send electronic invoices sometimes, right?
Yeah, no, never on the... Like, there's just people who have sent me too much money.
Oh, okay.
When I've been like, hey, you sent me too much money, they're like, yo, it was for you.
I knew that.
Oh, okay, cool.
I knew that. I'm the one that sent it.
Yeah, fucking Weston got me one time on his little art thing. And I was like, hey, man, you know, we had talked about wanting one, and they had did so much for me, like, beating up Baby and sharing the stickers and all right. that stuff while I was sick. That I just sent it to him. And I was like, this one's on me. You know, let me just give it to you because I appreciate you. And I was like, you can send me shipping money if you want.
Mm.
And it was like, ding, my messenger went off and sent me money. He paid full price. I was like, God damn it, Weston.
Dang, Weston.
Like, I was like, damn it, Weston. Like, it's super hard to, like, do nice things for you because you just threw money at me and you know I'm not giving you a refund.
You canceled it out. You canceled the nice thing Lamb Chop was trying to do out.
And that's it. You only get one. Like, you only get one.
No. One nice thing per day.
I'm kidding. Weston can ask me for anything.
Fuck yeah. So that about wraps up the trip, right?
Yeah, man.
That brings us to current. We left.
Pretty much brings us to now.
I was...
we had a very uneventful morning. We got in the car. We stopped to pee a couple times, and a white gladiator let us over twice.
Yeah.
It's got to be some sort of milestone in the Jeep world.
I feel like, yeah.
Especially not being another Jeep.
Very true.
And you're in a Civic.
Maybe they're just a nice human. Do those exist anymore?
I like to think so.
Yeah.
But 9 out of 10 times I'm proven wrong.
Well, you kind of lower the average, so.
I am a great human being.
Most of the time, yes. I agree with you. You're a great friend.
Oh, I could be ratchet as fuck.
A great human being? That's a stretch. You're a great friend.
What Kevin Gates say? I'm a great friend. I'm just not friendly.
That's good. So we're driving through Virginia. I talk so much shit about Virginia, but being out here, this is the landscape we're looking at is fucking beautiful.
Yeah, exit 200 on 81, Fairfield. Nice mountainy.
It's fucking, the clouds are just tits today. Good cloud day.
Yeah.
Nah, for sure. Beautiful.
I wish we knew photographers.
Right?
We could take some nice pictures of this.
Yo, I'm feeling so lazy right now. I wouldn't even pull over on the shoulder right now to take a picture.
No.
I'm not wasting one more motherfucking minute.
I took a mental picture of it.
Yep.
This will survive forever in my memories.
Oh.
Or until I smoke myself stupid.
I was going to say that.
I lose that final brain cell.
So that's about it, guys. Make sure you keep an eye on Diesel's social media.
Please.
The photos are going to be on there. Go follow him. These bitches went tubing this weekend. There's a family SUV driving past us with their black inner tube strapped to the back, and I'm fucking jealous. You know how much of a great weekend they probably had?
Yeah, I've done it a lot.
God damn it. We're out here breaking our dicks in the dirt. We could be on the river tubing.
I mean, all we have to do is give up all hopes and dreams and just go be fucking shit-faced river rats. I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in.
I made it.
You got to wear a media vest twice.
Yeah,
that's it. You're good.
I made it. Like, I'm a pretty big fucking deal in this industry. So I'll take a fucking thing off when I want to. It's that ownership, baby. Be your own boss.
We need to figure out how to waterproof the podcast stuff so we can podcast while we're floating.
So we can chance all that for nobody to listen.
I think that would be good. That should be a listener only one.
There you go. I'm in.
I'm gonna take my pants off too.
I'm in.
I'm going to sit down in the tube just enough so you can't see my dick. So the rocks just graze my butt. Right? I thought you, like, sunk in and put your body in.
No, the water's usually not that deep. You'd just be dragging your dick along the bottom of a creek.
That's being generous.
Well, I mean, all along with the rest of your body.
Oh, my God. So check out Diesel's social. Follow Ultra 4 Racing. Thank you again to Alan for having us out. It is an honor and a privilege to be allowed to go out there and shoot because...
I have a blast every time.
Yeah, you can't just walk out there with no media vest and just do whatever the fuck you want.
No, you cannot.
That's bad. Don't do that. That's about it. We're going home. I'm exhausted. My brain's not working right. Thank you, Lamb Chop. I want to tell everyone publicly that I love you, and I'm so glad you came, and you were a lot of help.
Any fucking time.
Oh, one last thing. My favorite moment was when Lamb Chop was like telling me the shot he was gonna frame up.
Yeah.
We're at the top of the mountain.
Yeah.
And he didn't know this. This was unprovoked from him. He told me about this shot, and I was like, that's gonna be a dope shot. That's the shot that I took last year. And that's when I knew that you're starting to get the brain. Yeah, and that made me really, really, really happy.
Yeah, it's definitely like a ton of shit to learn, but I'm enjoying learning it. So.
And you have gotten thrown into the fire.
Yeah, that was quick.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Like, most people, like, take pictures in their backyard or take pictures of their animals.
Right.
And I'm like, yo, bitch, we're going to shoot race cars.
We're going to shoot race cars that could kill you at any minute.
Yes.
Mind the rocks coming at your face at 1,000 miles an hour.
Exactly. Watch your back. Move quickly.
Have fun. Don't die.
Exactly. All right. Anything else from you, my dude?
Nah, man. I'm good.
All right.
I'm good. Thank you, guys.
Love you. Bye.
Smooches.